Time for the recipe roundup. This week, we're going to be talking about guacamole and more generally just about avocados and what you can do with them. I personally really love avocados. Parents like Mexican food a lot and lived for some of their adult lives in California where avocados are everywhere. So I really enjoy them. I like to put them on salads or on sandwiches. It's a good alternative to mayonnaise on some sandwiches and provide just a little bit more nutrients as well as good fats. The first thing that I want to talk about is shopping for avocados because it's kind of hard sometimes to find avocados that are in season and nice and ripe. Sometimes you'll go to the store and they'll only have green avocados. You just have to make sure to keep an eye on them and use them before they get overripe. But basically, if you're trying to buy avocados for use in the next day or so, what you're going to be looking for is a nice black avocado. It needs to be firm, but with just a little bit of give when you apply a good bit of pressure. If you squeeze the avocado a little bit and it mushes around, it's probably already too far gone. And you also don't want it rock hard. When it's rock hard, you can eat them. They're still edible, but it's more fibrous and it's harder to mash them. They don't really mash up into the nice puddingy fatty mixture that you want for making a guacamole or for making an avocado spread. So you want to find them when they're just right, just a little bit soft. And the other thing you want to look for when you're purchasing your avocados, look right at the top where the stem connects in or where the stem used to connect in. There should be the little remnant of the stem left. You want to make sure there's not a ton of white around that because usually that indicates that at some point there's been mold on the avocado or around the avocado or in the avocado, and you're much more likely to find brown avocado when you open it up. Let's get to that step. So opening up an avocado, the way I do it, I take a nice sharp knife. I slice the avocado all the way around. There's a big pit in the center. You cut the avocado lengthwise around the pit. Then you're going to twist the sides away from each other and they pop apart, but then you still have a side that has the pit in it. Now, I know some people will buy an extra kitchen tool for this, or they'll use a spoon, but you end up losing some avocado on the pit if you use a spoon. So what I do is I take my big sharp knife, I try to safely hold the other half of the avocado that has the pit in it in my other hand, and then I thwack my knife down into the pit and I twist my knife. So basically what that does, if you get enough of a tooth into the pit, it just lifts it out once you twist it. It's the same action that you use to get the first half off, and that's the best way I know to get that pit out of the avocado. Let's talk about ingredients that go into guacamole. So we, of course, have our avocado. In this case, I'm going to suggest 4 avocados, 1 tomato, about half of a bell pepper, and then you're going to also have half of an onion, 4 cloves of garlic, some fresh jalapeno if you would like a little bit of spice, salt and pepper to taste, and of course, you need lemon or lime juice, and that will keep the avocado from browning because once it's exposed to the air, it's only a matter of time until the avocado starts to go brown. And if you're making some guacamole for a party, you of course can make it very fresh right before the party, but sometimes you've got to prep a little bit beforehand. And when you let it sit a little while, it does allow some of those flavors to mix together and become more bold. So though I would suggest making it as close to when you're going to eat it as possible, you don't want to be bringing a bunch of brown sludge to an event. And the way to avoid that is by putting a lot of lemon juice and lime juice into it. Once you've de-pitted your avocado halves, you're going to take a big spoon and scoop their innards out into a bowl. From there on, I usually use just a fork to mash. Some people like to blend their guacamole. I find that that makes it too thin and too uniform. I like to have chunks of avocado in my guacamole still. Then you're going to dice all of your other vegetables and you're going to crush your garlic and mix all of that in. I would suggest with a tomato to first cut it in half and scoop out as much of the seeds and those kind of like gutsy innards of the tomato out so that what you're cutting into the guacamole is just the more firm and contained tomato skin and fleshy part. That'll just help you keep a very like clean flavor in your guacamole and it won't seep out of the tomato and get gross looking. So once that happens, you just mix all of your ingredients together. Make sure to add that citrus and of course taste the whole time to see if you're adding enough salt and enough pepper. If you're planning to eat them with chips, I suggest trying it with chips in case you end up adding too much salt and you're using salted chips. That's just something to think about. But yeah, after that, I mean, basically mix it together and then you have guacamole. There are a lot of different recipes that add like secret ingredients. My family has our own, but I haven't asked my mom if I can share that, so I'm not going to. But you, of course, can always add certain hot sauces to it to make it a little spicier. Some people enjoy adding salsa to theirs. That does, as I mentioned before, with adding in the tomato, it does have the tendency to make it look brown, but it definitely is good on top of a burrito or on chips or anything like that. Thank you so much. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.